Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone. So as you guys know from the title and the thumbnail, we have a special guest today. But before we bring them on, let's go ahead and shout out our thirst buckets. Take it away, Gigi.
Thirst buckets. Look, Barry said he is here to reclaim his title as first. So Barry was first in the building. Lori couldn't stay with us today. She's going to catch the replay, but she did just speak. We appreciate all the love that Lori gives us here and on our personal channels. Mm-hmm. LaShawn is in the building. Hey. Michael, how many people did you let get in front of you today? I am disturbed, sir. Shay Kennedy's in the building. What's up, Lady Shay? Easy is here on time.
On time. Special dates.
We should feel special and blessed. Sean Williams is in the building. Your ears should have been burning today, Sean. I'll tell you about that later. D Boone, what's up, sir?
Hey.
I feel like I hadn't seen you in a while. I hope everything's okay. Swarthy is in the building, our special guest tonight.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Vaughn Joyner, or I call him Vaughn Miller Joyner. What's up, Vaughn? Hey, how you doing? Look at all the people here coughing in their ear. Hey, I hope y'all okay, all these coughing elbows.
Actually, the coughing elbow emoji is supposed to be the dab emoji.
Oh, everybody dabbing.
But on StreamYard, it shows up as elbow cough, because it's actually supposed to be an emoji coughing because of COVID, but it looks like a dab.
Okay. Oh, okay. Swarthy corrected me. We dabbing. Okay. Everybody getting their dab on. Excuse me. Look, StreamYard is not sophisticated enough to know that's a dab, although it should tell us. I am at the bottom, so I'm sure people will come in as usual. I might put the comments up. We might wave and just carry on with the conversation. And we got Dab and Tech King Mike in the building. Okay, D-Moon said he's usually asleep when we go live because work has been working him. I understand completely. Thanks for coming by and thanks for being awake. But we appreciate everybody's support.
Absolutely. So for today, we have a special guest. She is amazing. She has a YouTube channel. She also has Twitter. We have all her links down below. I aspire to be a wonderful tutorial person just like her. She also has an account with Teachers in Pay where she has virtual escape rooms and also teaches you how to make them yourself. She also has a conference coming up, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Everyone, please welcome Swarthy Daisy.
Woohoo! Like Rocky. What's going on, ladies?
What's up?
Hey, chat. Yeah. I see the chat is flying on my end. Let's go, peoples.
Yes, shit. I hope you're feeling the love.
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody. I see some of my regulars in here. I see Barry Johnson in here.
Yes.
Good to Barry see is you, Barry. Awesome.
I think he clones himself. I wonder how he's on so many chats.
Barry has 10 computers. He has code. It's probably AI. It's probably not him.
It's not even really him.
He has a code that's typing for him. Whenever you add him, it's like, boop, it knows how to respond.
Mm-hmm. you got mad shout outs in here.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, everybody.
So I have a theme song for you, Daisy.
Okay.
Because we are living in a digital world, and Starz is a digital girl. I mean, Starz is a digital girl.
Sorry, I butchered it.
I like that. You're going to have to record that for me.
Okay, yeah.
New intro coming.
New intro. I love that. Hey, everybody.
That digital girl.
All right.
Let's go ahead and talk about the amazing Swarthy Daisy. Let me go ahead and share our screen over here. So,
bam!
Let's talk about your YouTube channel.
Okay.
You have a lot of wonderful tutorials. And the thing about you is that, you know, a lot of people, when they get into tech, they usually talk about the typical things. Phones, Samsung, Apple, things like that. But you you go a lot and in depth with tutorials, and even just like your latest video that you did, Throwback Mint Mobile, where you compared your video when you first talked about Mint Mobile in 2018 and how it has changed so far in 2021. I was like, that, you know, Mint Mobile has come a long way. Like, right. I was really, really appreciative of that, and other people in the comments as well. So I really want to give you props for, you know, not just only talking about the regular things in tech, but just going into things that people actually need.
Right. So I'm like that other side of tech, right? Like you said, everybody's covering devices and this and then the other. I don't have a brand deal where I'm able to get like devices. So if anybody listening that has like that works for Samsung or Apple, you know what I mean? Shameless.
Yes.
If you want to give me some devices to review, I'm here for it, right? Yeah. But I mean, not only that, it's really a lot of it is based on questions that I get on a regular basis from everyday people, IRL, right? People in my real life, like, how do you do this? What do you think about Mint Mobile? So when you see me putting up content, it's because it's one of the questions that's either outstanding or I just got a question about it. Mm-hmm. I said, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the video before that, it was a live stream, and you brought on a guest to showcase their AR app. And that was so much fun. Yes. Like, I'm sure that person was really appreciative, but just also the fact that you had already tested it, you know what kind of to look out for, and we was all trying to figure it out. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But I think also one of the things that you're really good at is also tutorials about virtual escape rooms. And I know that that is something that has been very, very necessary since the pandemic has happened.
Yes.
But what made you want to create a virtual escape room and actually get into that? Was it, I know that you did it before the pandemic, right?
Yes and no. you know, my day job is education, so I'm a teacher. I actually teach students that are blind and visually impaired. So I'm a braille person. So I'm the dots person. I'm the six-cell dot person. I'm the one that's teaching them technology. So when you don't have your sight, you rely on your hearing to access things online. So anyways, I don't want to go into that rabbit hole with braille, but a lot of the technology surrounding that, we have to make sure that the technology that we use with our students is compatible with screen reader devices.
Yeah.
Okay. So I started using Google Forms a long time ago with my blind students because they would go to classes and they didn't have anything that was compatible with what they were using. So everybody else are on all these fancy websites with graphics. And the screen reader is just reading 1-0, this, that. It's like reading all this stuff that's unnecessary. Yeah. And I had to tell the teachers, listen, if you can pare it down to just a Google form where they can, you know, swipe to where they need to answer, like hear the information, answer the question, that would help. So I started learning Google Forms, like for assessments, for just everyday morning work. You know how in the morning some students have to answer that one question. Yeah. So I started really getting familiar with the platform. And then, like you said, just I would make little activities for my students, like, okay, here's your ticket out the door. You know, look at this, whatever, and answer this question in the Google form. Mm-hmm. And then when the pandemic happened, a lot of my friends are into the Zoom thing and like, oh, we got to find some games to do on here. And it just hit me. I was like, Google Forms. I can create escape rooms or other activities through that and share the links with my friends and we could play games. So then I went on a, you know, hunt through the internet looking for other content about how to create Google Forms. And that was the end of that. Like, as soon as I latched onto that, I played one of them with my friends, and I played it, of course, live on my channel as well. So if you guys are interested, you can see that replay. But I played it with one of my friends, and they were so taken back, like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. And then they asked, do you sell them? And it never occurred to me. I was like, I just make them to have fun.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I would buy them. So she had someone who has like an international school approach me about making a custom So you see that one there, Escape Room Ethiopian? It's a, an one, Ethiopian, yeah, yeah. The Ethiopian community needed, you know, a little escape room, you know, like a little activity, and I created it custom for her.
That's so awesome.
Adults and kids. That's nice.
Yeah, two different versions, and it kind of went from there. That was like, I think that was my first one that I created custom, and then the rest of them I just started using ones that I've used before. Shh, don't tell nobody. But you know, they liked them so much, and every time they would play them, I would tweak them. They're like, oh, this one was too hard, or this one's too easy, and I would, you know, adjust it. So that is how the escape room, you know, fiasco started. Not a fiasco, but you know, the whole phenomena
started. I think that is so interesting. So I was actually I actually purchased your How to Create the Escape Room and your pop culture one. And I was like, what an innovative way to use something that is online. Because a lot of these things that we get to play games with, they're not always browser-based. You always have to like install another program or something like this. So, you know, Google Docs, Google Forms, all these things are free. So you're already utilizing a free service that not only adults have, but kids already have to have because of the virtual learning. So this is something that's very, very accessible, but it's also affordable.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think it's very, very innovative. And yo, I pat you at the back. You amazing.
I appreciate your support. I really, really do. And I see you did buy it, so I do appreciate that. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You just have to get in there. And like I said, I started out, put a couple up there, and I just listened to the people. So again, my Teachers Pay Teacher store is about the people. My YouTube channel is about the people, because they come to me with certain things and I provide a service for them, right? Or I provide solutions in a sense. So that's kind of the space I'm in right now. I would love to like be Marques Brownlee or have his money one day, but you know, baby steps, right?
Baby steps. So I know that you were talking earlier about accessibility and the fact that you work with children that are blind. One of the things that I've heard a lot that people compliment the platform that we're using right now, StreamYard, is the fact that it is friendly to people who are blind, whereas all the buttons and everything that you do on this platform has alt text. And what the alt text does is whenever you use like a text-to-speech reader, it reads what it says on the website. And have you I know that you said that that has been something that has been difficult for websites as a teacher with children that are blind, that has been hard for you to use. That's why you use the Google Forms, and you kind of have to almost create your own lesson plan. But what do you have any advice to give to people who have websites? Like, for example, myself, I have a website. I know one of the things that they do tell us is if you have images, put alt text. But is there anything else that you would advise that you would like to give people for accessibility for people who are blind?
I advise that you creators, especially you Tech Valor, after you create a site or after you, you know, launch whatever you're going to launch on the web, familiarize yourself with VoiceOver. So VoiceOver is standard on all iPhones. So you go under the accessibility setting and then once you toggle it on, or you can, you could toggle it on. And once you do that, all you have to do is learn the gestures. There is a gesture practice under the accessibility tab. But once you start learning the gestures, how blind people, and close your eyes when you do it, right? Close your eyes and listen, because you want to experience it like a person that's visually impaired. Swipe through the different things, and whatever is overwhelming to you to hear, then you know that's something you have to adjust. Because when you and I, who have sight, go to a website and we see all this clutter, we're like, oh my gosh, where do I go, right? But if you're listening, right, and you have to hear the text, well, like you said, alt text is good. If you have to hear pictures that have all this 0, 1, 5, then the dog, cat, blah, blah, blah. It's like it goes on forever. But for you guys, that's normal, because that's just the code or whatever layers that you have to put on the site. But for us listening, and I have to hear it with our students every day, it's a nightmare. So it's like auditory clutter, right?
Yeah.
So think of it in that way, visual clutter versus auditory clutter. So mm-hmm. if you can just clean it up to where they can get on the page, they can easily navigate to what they need that's important, and you know, be successful with that, that would be a great benefit to my students.
What about YouTube? I know that, you know, people obviously that are blind, they can't see it, they just listen to things, but mm-hmm. is there anything about when making a YouTube video that is helpful for a person that's blind besides just making sure that you have good audio and good voiceover?
Yes. So my other channel, I have three channels, but this is like the homie, like this is where I am right here. The one you're showing, this is the main hub, right?
Yeah.
But I have one that is associated with the Teachers Pay Teachers, this educated system. If you see, there are some older videos that I created because I was a paid blogger for a company, an education company. And whenever I had to make videos, I had to describe what I'm doing. So if I open the app and I say, you go to the top left, tap on so-and-so, and then you have to go, you know, so you have to tell them what you're doing.
Okay.
Right. And where the thing is located, because even though they're listening, they can still, they know left and right, you know, and they can still mm-hmm. say, okay, if I swiped, you know, to the right, then I'll get this information. If I swipe to the left, I know when I jump to the bottom, I'll, you know, immediately go to this information. So anyways, that is one of the things that you have to do when you're demoing, because they can hear.
Yeah.
But they also, and the ones that have low vision, they can also see some, but mm-hmm. they want to know, it's easier for them to know, am I going to be scanning with my eyes from the top of the page or the bottom of the page? Where mm-hmm. do I need to go and look? So yeah. if you're like, okay, now I'm going to press on this button. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. What is the name of the button? Or
yeah, what's the name of the button? What's yeah. the color? Where is it located? Right? Mm-hmm. So all of those things, like proximity, that's important as well. So yeah, it's a lot that goes into it. So yes, you programmer people, you web people, please help us. Help us. But thank you for asking that, because a lot of people, we work with Apple sometimes, you know, not me, but mm-hmm. the people I was blogging with, they work with Apple with accessibility as well and test out some things from time to time. So yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lot that goes on, but they need access to the same things we are accessing.
Absolutely. It's all yeah. about inclusivity. It helps mm-hmm. out everyone else as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was just scrolling through your older videos. I hope yes. you're okay with that, because you were saying...
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Awesome. You do have an awesome playlist of your game night. So
yes.
you do like game show type live streams, which is fun. Mm-hmm. I was in one of them with you where you were doing mm-hmm. a trivia and it had to do with candy.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, like, what made you want to start doing those types of streams?
So again, coming from this this space where we're all on Zoom and we're all doing things virtually, I was kind of attending other trivia nights. It's some person, I forgot his channel name, I'll have to think of it later, but he does like Washington DC travels or something like that. But he started having a trivia night. He did it, you know, just the way I'm doing it. It would share the screen, people would answer, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I ran into Miss Four Roller Sarah. So mm-hmm. I know that Tech Valley, you attended one of her
yes.
music trivia nights.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so dope. So then I said, well, I can probably do that. And in addition, answer questions live as we're navigating the platforms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because sometimes people say, oh, I want to make, you know, I'll send them the playlist on how to make an escape room or whatever. And they're like, well, how do you do it?
Yes.
Right. So we played the escape room, you know, Barry was there for that one. It was probably a couple months ago, but we played it live. So mm-hmm. if you had any questions then, I could say, oh, this is how you do this or whatever. So it's almost like a demo / game night.
That's perfect.
And I yeah. also want to expose you guys to the different types of platforms that you could use to play games.
Yeah, that's so much mm-hmm. fun. Yeah, that's so great. Well, mm-hmm. if you guys are interested on how an escape room works, yeah, check it out. And this playlist is in the description. And check out her live streams where she does different types of games. And one of them is an escape room and she answers questions.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. Thank you all for supporting that.
Yeah,
it's so absolutely. Much fun.
Mm-hmm. We had some people come in the chat and stuff. Hi, welcome, y'all. Thanks for filing in.
Yeah, I try to throw them up on the screen and not interrupt anything.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Looking now.
Another thing that we wanted to make sure to highlight is the fact that you're going to be having a digital conference because you a digital girl. It's called YouTubers Unite Virtual Technology Conference. Join us on YouTube. So it's going to be here in the platform.
A little less than a month away.
Yes. February 27th between 10 in the morning and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. So in this flyer it says, this conference will cover topics from small business marketing to how to start your own YouTube channel. And the link is there, which is basically just takes you over to her community. So on there, you just said it is for free. So if anybody's wondering, yes, you can attend for free. Tell us a little bit more about that as well.
So YouTubers Unite, it's the first time I'm ever hosting something virtual in this manner on the platform of YouTube. To go back, I used to host in-person business marketing network type events years ago, probably like closer to 2010-9 around there. But anyways, I was doing it in person and we called it Chocolate Chat. And
I like the name.
It was interesting. People thought it was a dating event. Everybody's like, oh, I want to come.
Why did you call this conference Chocolate Chat
Conference? So what it came to birth through someone named Diana Hicks, and she will be joining us on the YouTubers Unite, and she's a small business person, but she approached me on Twitter and was like, hey, you know, I'm new to the area. I want to partner up and do something. You know, I focus on event planning, and, you know, and it kind of went from there. So I was like, okay, cool. So we had different types of content. I don't know if you guys watch, I mean, I watch all kind of things on YouTube, but there's a Stefan LeBossier. He's a dating coach. He was there, even though it wasn't a dating thing, but he was there on a panel talking about, I think, business and, you know, running your own business. And then there's another one. What is her name? She's been on like Steve Harvey and whatever. And I'm just proud to say that she was at our event. I'm going to find her name.
Yeah.
Patrice. I think it's Patrice Washington or Patrice something, but I look it up. But anyways, you see her all over the news now, and she's doing all these financial tips and things like that. She writes books. She was at our Chocolate Chat. Like all of these people back in the day, back in ATL, they got their, not so much start, but I gave them a platform to be able to, you know, discuss their books and talk to people about what they're passionate about. And now it's just beautiful seeing these people rise up and just do beautiful things out there in the atmosphere. So I said, I've met so many wonderful people here lately. I need to do the same thing virtually because, of course, we can't go anywhere and mingle in real life anymore or not for now. So I said, let's just go ahead and gather these voices online on YouTube and have a tech conference. So again, this tech conference is going to have wonderful voices, very creative people. And guys, don't get caught up in this numbers thing, because people think on YouTube, oh well, if you only have so many subs and you're only valued at this. No, these people are real life programmers, web-based people, design. They are really hustling. Okay.
Yeah. And all your boys said, what? Wait, you said ATL?
Yeah, back in the day, I used to live in ATL. We had Chocolate Chat back in the day. And that's, ATL is like the hustler's capital. Everybody either had a side business selling insurance, had a book they wrote. They were pushing something. So you went, you had a 9-to-5 and you also had like 20 side hustles.
Yeah.
Right. So that's ATL for you. That was especially back then. But again, I wanted to go ahead and gather these voices, people with great talent like you ladies. Barry Johnson, I'm putting them on the spot. I hope I hope that's okay, Barry.
Get them, girl. Get them.
Yes.
Yes. So
shine on them.
other voices in the space that need to be elevated. And, you know, people need to know that we exist. Even though we don't have 100,000 followers, we still have great content and great value to offer. So definitely I want everybody listening live as well as during the replay, come through. It's free 99.
Yes, you can't be free 99.
Come on.
Yeah. You know?
So, you know, I really hope that everybody comes out, and I'm so glad that you all are supportive.
Yeah.
And it's the, like I said, first of its kind for me, as far as I know. But this is the first time I'm hosting something virtually on this scale. So I'm excited. Memento, as you see, they're one of the sponsors. So they have a platform that's digital. And as you asked me earlier, mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of people from all over. Remember the gentleman with AR? He's in Germany. Yeah. He's in Germany.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then the Momento, they're in Spain.
That's awesome.
I had another gentleman from Canada mm-hmm. to hit me up. You know, so they're from all over, but they see the value that we bring to this space.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. So I'm just stoked. I'm so glad that I found you guys, and you guys have embraced me.
Yeah.
In this space.
What area are you? Well, I don't want to know your address, but where you said you were in ATL. Where are you now?
DMV.
Okay.
Where's DMV? Yeah.
The driver's license, please. What? I live in the driver's license place.
Virginia, Maryland, yeah, the DMV, that area.
Oh, yeah. Is that what that's called? Okay, I didn't know
East
that. That's
Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll be one of the speakers at your conference. So I'm excited.
Yes, I am so happy that you guys are on board. It's yeah. just like amazing, and it's just perfect timing. Like I said, just next month, so many voices will be either resurrected, you know, through the deeds that they've done in the past to help advance us culturally, yeah. as well as currently the things that we're doing, like mm-hmm. you ladies with this beautiful platform, bringing people on, having discussions about technology. Again, I don't want to harp on the you know, this group, that group thing, but yeah. in reality, you know what I mean? How often do you see women of color talking about technology? You know, usually if we're on YouTube, yeah. and I'm not trying to be superficial and say, oh, that's all women think about is hair and nails. I love that stuff too, but I also am passionate about technology, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I think we do need to have as much diversity as possible of different people's types of voices. Like, I'll just give you an example. When YouTube was in its infancy and I was just, you know, watching videos a lot, I used to watch a lot of makeup videos, and there wasn't a lot of women that looked like me. Mm-hmm. So when they were recommending different types of makeup, mm-hmm. I didn't understand why makeup would melt off my face mm-hmm. or why it just didn't look right. And I was like, mm-hmm. it was because there wasn't any women that were doing makeup that looked mm-hmm. like me or had mm-hmm. my type of, you know, mm-hmm. Skin condition. So I have mm-hmm. Oily combination that's mm-hmm. prone to acne, and then I also mm-hmm. have hyperpigmentation. But mm-hmm. as more and more people started getting their mm-hmm. cameras, and there was more different types of people putting on makeup and doing YouTube videos, mm-hmm. I started to get better when I was doing my makeup consistently. I was able to find other types of products that went well with me. It's yeah. kind of like the same thing with technology. The more and more different types of voices that we have, the more type of input that we have, the technology is not only going to be able to evolve, but also just to make sure that people are not being left behind. I mean, who woke up today and thought about, huh, I need to make sure that my website is compatible with people for the blind? Mm-hmm. No one. So
right.
we need to be able to showcase these types of things and to be able to talk about these things in just every regular day conversations so that it becomes part of the norm. So mm-hmm. that whenever we do something, we are incorporating other types of people inside of it. So I really do appreciate mm-hmm. your perspective about that.
Sure, sure. And thank you for being receptive to it. Definitely
yeah.
a benefit. Mm-hmm.
So I saw that you've been on YouTube for 8 years. And can you just tell us like a little bit about your journey about that, like your YouTube journey?
Okay, so going back to ATL, I don't holler at your boy like that. I don't know. Yeah, are you in ATL? Is that why he's so stoked about it?
Yeah.
He's in Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've seen your live streams before. I lurk. Don't worry. I'm there. Like, I may not always comment, but sometimes I'll have it on in the background. But I see you guys on there. Yeah. I get the alerts and I'll come in. So, you know, I'm watching you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, you know, in that mood to just be like, yeah, chat. And then other times I'm doing other stuff and I just want to hear it, almost like a podcast.
Right.
But yes, the question was, journey. So 2009, jumped into this whole like YouTube social media game because at the time, natural hair was the thing. Okay. Yes. We were starting to do those big chops and we're going back to our roots and everything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I want to do that. So the person I was involved with at the time, he was a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And so he and I sat down and brainstormed an idea. I was like, oh, let's come up with this logo that represents the power of natural hair. So we did that. And then we also brainstormed this name, which is just, it's all over the place, but it's here and it's sticking. And that's my brand. And I'm going to stick with it. Cause over the years, I was like, I need to get rid of that and change to this. But you know what? At a point, we go through so many different phases in this YouTube journey that if I would be changing it every week. Now I want to be Swati Day. Now I want to be the girl with the computer. Now I want to be, you know, the lady that, you know, makes us game night lady. You know, I can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I go from the natural hair thing. I started selling shirts online. This is before I started really using like Zazzle or print on demand companies. I was actually taking it to a printery, having them print it, screen print it, and selling them through Etsy.
That girl.
She said she got 20 of them.
That was like one of many. So I was doing that. And then I'm not trying to like throw shade or act like I'm like the only person, but I will say, you can even Google this. Back in the day, I came up with a natural hair care box. It had combs, it had the satin pillow in it, it had all of the tools that you need to take care of your hair. Nobody was doing that back then.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? And it was gigantic. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was starting to become overwhelming, but I was like passionate about it for a while. And I did sell a couple of boxes, but it just didn't go as far as I needed to. But once people start seeing it, they're like, oh, that looked nice. And now if you look around, natural hair care box, everybody got one.
Yeah, there's so many different types of subscription boxes, but a natural hair care one, there are lots of those too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, back in 2009.
Yeah, you're kind of adventurous. You just like, let me try this.
Yep. If it sticks, we'll stick with it. If it don't, we got to keep it moving. I just can't like anchor myself 10 toes down into things like, oh, I can't, you know, it being super rigid. Like I started this, I invested too much time and energy in it. I can't let it go. No, if it doesn't work, I have to keep it pushing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was one of the many things. So 2009 t-shirts, natural hair. We all happy, excited about that. Entrepreneurship LLC. I went deep in with it.
Yeah.
Then I started going to conferences. I went to Blogalicious. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I've never heard of it, but it sounds really awesome. I like the name.
It was so awesome. It was for minority female. Mm-hmm. It wasn't specifically, but you know, it targeted minority female bloggers in the space. A lot of fun. I mean, like parties, mingling with brands, sessions, the whole nine. It's since like kind of, you can Google it, but it's since they've stopped. I think Miami was the last in-person one back in 2017, but it was the boost that I needed to start expanding my brand.
Yep.
So I started mingling with other brands. They're like literally people from Samsung were sitting there saying, hey, we need you to talk about our product, or, you know, little phone companies, 23andMe with the DNA kits. That's how I got started with them. They gave me like six of them for free. They're $100 a piece.
Yeah, they are.
Handed they are them. Here, your blogger, how many you want? I was like, like candy. So I started out with that. And that's when I started placing that content on my channel and people started watching it. And I'm like, ooh, so you actually like this?
Yeah.
And then when it came to the phones, I would review the phone, review the plan. Back then it was AO. They were partnering with us. They give us free phone service plus free devices.
Cool.
All we had, and back in ATL, we would go to all these cool events. Like all of these like basketball games. We're up in the penthouse suite. You know, at the let me tell you, it was so lit. What they say, lit. I'm talking like my high schoolers now. It was so lit. It was so lit back then, in ATL. But it was just so many opportunities to network with brands and other bloggers and creators in the space. So once I started doing that and seeing that there was a world outside of just natural hair, and there was a platform and people wanted that information, I just said, it's time for me to let go and just let it happen.
Yeah.
And just the partnerships and all the opportunities that were coming my way, I was like, this is awesome. So that's how my channel kind of took that left turn, that hard left into exploring other things. And so I'm still exploring, but I think now my footing is in the tech space.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
For a while here. Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of people, like especially like pre-pandemic, they felt like the internet wasn't real life, but now it's kind of like shifting a little bit. Like real life is a little bit more on the internet than it is like outside in the physical world. Mm-hmm. And I love the internet. I remember when I was 13 years old and I had my first computer and I got on the internet and I said, I could be on this all day. So I remember one time I was so broke I couldn't pay my internet bill, and I was hyperventilating. Like I am legit addicted to the internet. I love being on the internet. I love being connected. I love talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I even said it. I just felt like I just needed to share that I love the internet so much.
Yes, you do. I mean, your whole career path is around surrounding things on the web, right?
Mm-hmm.
The internet and tech. Your name is Tech Valor. So you really do like the internet.
I do, yeah. And I always hoped that we would have something like this, like just people getting on camera together and just talking from different parts of the world and sharing their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I feel like it should have happened a lot sooner, but I'm a little bit happy that we're kind of like thrust into this like a little bit more.
Yeah, we got to swim now. And you know what? I've been like, I don't know if this is like telling my age, but how about the Jetsons, right? Let's go back. Right? You remember they were on screen talking to the Judy and the dad.
Right.
And the mom. Yes. They were on screen back then. Like, oh, what you bringing home for dinner? And I always said, this is going to happen in my little pea brain when I was a little child. I said, this thing is really going to happen. And then when I would see an Inspector Gadget with the watch.
Yes.
I always said, when I grow up, I want one of those watches. Who knew the smartwatch would kind of like basically be an extension of that, right?
Yeah. I always tell the story because I just think it's so hilarious. The way I thought about technology when I was younger was so weird. I was in junior high school and I wanted it to call my grandmother's cell phone. But I was like, can a landline call a cell phone? And I was asking my friends and they were like, can a phone call a phone? I'm like, yes. They're like, that's what it is. It's all connected. I'm like, how? There isn't a wire. Like, I thought only cell phones could call cell phones.
Right.
So,
right.
Like just thinking about technology and like kind of how we're just all kind of connected right now and we create all these friendships, it's so much fun.
I love it. I mean, in real life, I would never have met you all.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood of me passing through your neighborhood? What would have been?
But that would have been a long walk. I would have been walking for days.
Okay. I would never have met any of you. So I'm like, this thing really does, it connects us in ways that we're not aware of, but we need to be appreciative of because the opportunities are there.
I'm ready for holograms though. Like, yes. I want to get to the point where I'm not holding an actual physical screen. It's like something just comes up and I'm like, I'm ready for this moment.
Yes, me too.
Like I'm voguing, you know, but with technology.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
I'm ready for that.
I am so ready for that. I want to see the Tupac hologram. If I'm bored, I just want to like pull up the Tupac hologram and the AI. You know, I can just talk to him. Like, what's up, Pac? What you doing? What we get into tonight?
Yeah.
Like, yo, you know. No, but I mean, even with the phone technology, because I see that they have some of those, I don't know, they're real phones, right? Where they, you can type on the actual desk, but it has a
keyboard.
The
virtual keyboard, yeah.
The virtual keyboard. So, I mean, they're already with that. We're not far.
So, Michael in the chat said, Catwoman is like, I don't want to hold the screen. I need both hands. You know what? I'm going to expose myself. Yes, mm-hmm. I would be the person with the hologram laying down on my bed, having the screen mm-hmm. right there and just mm-hmm. watching whatever, you know, writing to it or whatever mm-hmm. going on Netflix. I'll definitely mm-hmm. take advantage of the hologram in the non-productive way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I'm there too. Because the glasses, that's cool, the AR glasses. But like you said, who wants something on your face or in your hands? Exactly. Yeah. Look, mine, no hands.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to be able to swipe into the air and stuff happen. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have voice commands right now. I'm not really mm-hmm. feeling the voice commands.
No, mm-hmm. just like the swipe when you don't touch the phone, but you swipe over the phone. I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could get to the point to where we're like, you think and then something happens with tech.
You gotta put that chip in your brain. Are you ready for that? Mm-hmm. Have it installed.
So Catwoman's husband is tripping in the chat. I'm just gonna let y'all know.
Uh-oh.
He said internet should be cut off every evening at 8:30.
Well, you know, they have those what is it for the kids? Don't they have those protocols set in place where you can have the internet shut off and whatever? I'm not giving you no idea.
Yeah, parental controls. Yeah, yeah. So
parental controls. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just got Wi-Fi downstairs, and he will randomly just turn off the lights. He's like, "Why has the lights been on for 2 hours? Nobody down there. Daylight. Poof, off." And I'm like, "Oh, I was making myself some oatmeal."
Oh my gosh, that's modern day mama. Why y'all got these lights on?
Yeah.
Come on, Michael. We gotta live around here now. We ain't going back to Stone Ages. It's Michael, right?
No, my husband's name is Cecil.
Cecil, sorry. I'm giving you another. Ooh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, Michael. I just see you in here a lot, so I didn't know if that was.
Oh, Michael's in Canada. He's our boy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. We have so many mics too. We have Tech King Mike. We have Mike West. There's so many people named Mike.
There's an abundance of mics. So.
Yeah. Whenever I'm talking to my husband, he's like, wait, which Mike are you talking about? Same thing with Emily. He's like, which Emily are you talking about? It's hilarious.
He said, I'm gay.
Okay.
I know. What you gay for, Michael? No. No. You can be the weekday. No, you can be the internet boo, honey.
Yeah,
some Bitcoins.
My husband's give me a break. Go ahead, take it.
I'm going with my virtual husband, Mike. You done made me mad.
I already have my web wife, Gigi's mom.
Yeah, we're web married.
Oh, are you? I had no idea. Look, what kind of space are we in now? Is this the underbelly of the internet? Look, this was great, ladies. Have a nice night. Oh my gosh.
It's hilarious because I was like, when I first went to meet her, because like you said, we wouldn't meet if it wasn't for the internet. Mm-hmm. We were on a panel talking about tech. Mm-hmm. Like, just like we're sitting here talking now.
Right.
Never would have thought we'd be as close. We talk every day now.
So. Oh, wow. That is so nice. And y'all met IRL or not?
Yeah.
You have? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I often joke that I say I slept in your wife's bed when I talked to her husband. Because he gave me the bed. He was like, I'll take the couch. I'll stay in the same bed.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are really friends.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love it. And the internet brought you together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. I love it.
So Mandy Powell in the chat said, I'm 100% the mom that turns off the lights during the day.
You know what? Okay.
Yeah. So do you have digital access to the lights? Because like that, when you have that type of power, you just can't control it.
Oh, okay. That's Cecil. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The devil down in the chat. That's
her. He must randomly turn off the TV. Because my daughters will be like, the TV turned off. And I go, it means it's time for you to go to sleep. They're like coming to me at 11 p.m. The TV turned off. That's your dad. He's telling you to go to sleep.
But if they're not watching it, but some people like the white noise, the background noise. Because in my mom's home, hers is on 24/7. And I'm like, but you're not watching it. You're outside. But it's like when you turn it off, that's when they notice it's off.
Wake up.
They come, who wake turned up. The TV off? I'm like, you were like, at the grocery store. How did you know I turned this
on? Well, we have an upstairs and a downstairs. So the TV mm-hmm. is downstairs. Everybody's upstairs, right?
Right.
We mm-hmm. don't need to have that white noise downstairs. Who is it for? The cats? We got three cats. They don't pay attention to the TV.
No. And you don't need to waste that energy, child.
No, we don't. So he keeps us, he'll, you know, when the bills come, so we have a little conference, little get together. Oh, the bill was this much. And I go, oh, okay, cool. Okay, out of here.
He really about to batten down the hatches now then. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mandy says she does not have digital access. She only does it when she's home. Think about the power you would have.
The power, Mandy. Look, Catwoman's trying to get everybody tied into this thing.
Yeah. That's cool.
I love my little robot. I still love my little robot. It's just
look at Septian.
Oh, Septian, hi. Hey, he said, turn off the TV, unplug the TV.
Wow.
You really trying to save power. Right. Good for you.
Well, I've heard of phantom. Have you heard of phantom energy? Where whenever anything's plugged into a socket, it still have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably why. But, there's some people that are like, I don't want somebody to use this, so I'm going to take away the power cord and just run away with it.
Oh, my. That's not nice. That's not nice. I'm sorry. Oh, hey, Michael Pepper Tech.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Pepper. He said.
Another Michael.
IoT. Yes. He said IoT, which means Internet of Things. He loves the Internet of Things.
Oh, cool beans. Yes. Welcome.
Yes.
Yay. I met Michael over on another chat.
Was it Tech for Your Knees? Because I know he's usually there a lot, too.
No. Oh, yeah. But Tech for Your Knees, you were there, too. It was one of these big guys.
Everybody's just be chilling everywhere,
I know. Yeah. We're just like, hey, what's up, so-and-so. But Michael, we were on... the guy that hates all the tech. I forgot his name. You know what? I'm not good with remembering things. My recall name is Austin. But it's a guy that always challenges like the tech. And I saw his channel rise. I remember he's like podcast style. Uh-huh. But I remember when he came out and he was under 20,000 subs and he just blew up because he was a different angle. Because everybody's like, oh, Samsung's the best. Apple's the best. We just love everything. Mm-hmm. And this guy's challenged. He's like, no, it's not all that. I'm not paying. He was the mean side of it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I can't think of that guy's name. But anyways.
Did you hear this? Coffee pots with the alarm timer are 100% phantom energy.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, Sethian said his power bill was $65 because he unplugged it. He
and what was it normally though?
Yeah, that's what you need to know.
Yeah. But don't unplug the refrigerator though. You need all that stuff to be cold.
Okay. That's not called phantom energy. That's called keeping your food good.
Okay. I don't know if somebody might go to that extreme, Like, I should put ice in there and just
plug it up in the morning.
Because when you replug it, all the energy is going to need to cool itself back to the normal temperature. Not even worth it.
Yeah, I always get that talking to. Why is the AC set at 65? Because it's hot. It's not going to get colder any faster.
But isn't it recommended that it's 68 in the winter? This might be fake news. Somebody. there's some setting that it's you put your AC on.
Alternative fact.
His bill was $120 before it.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good. So you cut it almost half.
Bad. Look, Septin has nothing plugged in. You want me to turn the light on? Let me plug that in first.
Let's see.
So Cecil said he agrees with you. 69 in the winter.
So that's what it is.
Yeah. Mike over here making his silly jokes.
Oh, that's your, well, that's your web husband. That's your web, yeah, yeah. Your web boo over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Canada showing out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, all it's cold, right, over there. Okay, so Mandy,
you got this thing locked. 68 going to 72 in the summer.
Thanks, Mandy.
Okay, appreciate see? It. See, we're here to help you. Mm-hmm. Even though I have fake news, I mean.
Alternative facts. Alternative facts.
Yeah, 68. But it was, 68 in the winter. So, I mean, it helped. Clarify
that he keeps the fridge plugged in. That's probably where all your $65 went to.
Yeah. The refrigerator.
So maybe you should just use coolers and buy ice. If you want to go truly off the grid, I'm just saying.
Like, come in and say, yeah, we're having a candlelight dinner, and it's not because I'm being romantic. Yeah.
We just don't want to use no electricity, okay, boo? That's crazy. Okay. But I mean, that's good. That's really good. I'll keep that in mind. Oh, what is the name of that guy?
Well, you got a couple of recommendations in the chat. They asked if it's Zach Talks Tech, if it's Painfully Honest Tech.
Painfully Honest. That's him.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I was trying to read in. I'm multitasking here. Yeah, it was Painfully Honest. Yes, that's him.
Controversial.
Mm-hmm. He's so mad. He is so mad. And I love it. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Painfully. It always roses, you know.
Stephanie said, bro, my mom keeps the heat at 95 all winter long. She got no iron in her blood.
Oh, dear. Mm. 95.
You cooking when you walk up in there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she need to get some iron pills.
She goes, well, you know, our body is 98.7 degrees on the inside. 95 is just, you know, well below that.
I don't
think
Septian has two teenagers. I think he has one son.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah.
And he's 8, right? 8, 9?
Around there. Yeah, little youngin'.
You got a little youngin'.
Mm. Okay, so I see. I'm a moderator. Okay. Oh, nice. A Tech for Your Knee says, yep, I'm a moderator on Painfully Honest Tech.
Word. Awesome.
Yay.
I like how we just see PHT and we know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to write the whole thing out.
Well, no, you helped me out with one earlier that Michael was saying some Internet of Things. Yeah. I was like, what? Look, what is that? But I didn't want to seem, you know.
Right.
Uncool. I'm like, somebody's gonna say it.
Yo, I have no problem.
We abbreviate so much now. It's like, okay, which meaning do you mean for that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, mm-hmm. Seth, son is 7. Look, mm-hmm. It is okay to say you don't know something. I say I don't know stuff all the time because I'm like, aha, wait, what? What am I laughing at? I'm not, you know, I don't like to laugh at things I don't know about. So
yeah, that's true. That is true. Stephanie said he loved to go off the grid. You don't like paying a water bill. Well, just get that water collector outside your house. We're about to set you up off the grid. Okay? And you can get that carrier pigeon and send Tech Valley to PG.
He can live that van life. The van life from old girl.
Yeah. I was telling my friend today. She was... Oh, no. It wasn't a friend. It was my student's mom. But I was like, yeah, if I don't have a job, I'll just sleep in my car. She's like, oh no, I would never allow that. You come stay with my family. I'm like, I will sleep in my car. I repeat.
Yeah, be happy about it. I'm at peace here.
Honey, all I gotta do is lay that back seat down, get me a couple little covers. I'm good. Take a shower at where do they? I watch some of these people, these off the grid people, and they do what? They shower at the gyms.
The gym or the YMCA community centers, or they just go to the pool.
Oh. Ew, that's nasty.
You know some of them be doing that. Don't lie.
That is so gross.
Let's put them on blast.
Where,
they, look,
where they do that at? Because I won't be at that pool.
Nope. See, he talking about building a rain collector. Look at him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A rain collector. It's like he's going to have his own personal cloud whenever he needs water. He's like, come here, bring the rain.
That is too cool. You know what? That would be. Do you have a channel, Septian? Because I would like to see that.
We told him to start one. So
he was going to. He said something like 3 months ago, and we still waiting. Left us hanging high and dry. Come on,
he's like when I used to lie about making a channel. Yeah, I'm gonna make one too.
Mandy just caught up about to the pool.
Only Catwoman comes up with these things. Like I think I was drinking one day, and I was like, yeah, I'm drinking. I forget what I said. She's like, it's not pee. And I was like, no, I don't drink pee.
Oh, what are you talking about? What kind of, what are y'all ladies into?
Water. H2O.
Our filter comes a little too off. You know, the filter.
Oh, I said I wasn't drinking alcohol that night. That's what it was. I said, I'm not drinking alcohol. She says, well, what is it, pee? I was like,
no, you said it was a pineapple one because it was yellow. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I say, yeah, it's not pee.
Don't
mind me, you know.
Yeah, I remember that comment you made on the game.
Yeah,
right, with the guy, you was like, did his butt have the runs? That guy fell out. He was like, what does it mean? And then he looked it up and he just fell out.
Yeah. Now I need to catch that stream. That stream was hilarious. So the guy with the AR, we were trying to figure out why somebody lost, and I'm like, did he have diarrhea? Like, I wanted to say, I didn't want to say the word diarrhea, so I said that his
And he just, once he processed it and translated it, he fell out. He was like, oh my gosh. And he emailed me afterwards and said, you guys were so awesome. He had so much fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got the crew, baby. We're small, but we're mighty. I'm trying to tell you. So like I said, that numbers game, don't even look into that, because even with you ladies, you guys have a great, great following. I mean, regular, supportive, and I'm just
Everyone has so much fun.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, to piggyback on that, I was talking to LB earlier, you know, Popcorn World owner, and I was telling him I was in the clubhouse because he lives there here lately. But I told him there's a guy, you know, I try to go in the rooms of people I don't know because I'd rather get to know newer people. And this guy says he had a little over 10,000 subs, and he says, I still turn six digits on YouTube money. He still makes a nice salary. He says, but it's more about, you know, a lot of people look at subscriber numbers. He says, it's all about your base and how supportive they are of you and how much you're actually an influencer. He specializes in branding. So he says, like, when these brands look at your channel, they don't just look at the numbers. They look at how good your channel is and how much your supporters, you know, support you. So he was like, it's there for you even if you're not huge. He says, I'm here to tell you.
It was interesting. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no, you're fine.
It was interesting because there was someone, I won't name them because it's not even one of those kind of things, but it helped me to click into what you just said about the numbers thing. And that's what I was like, oh yeah, I'm not even falling for that no more. So this person has 10K subs, right? And then the person was like, oh, I make X amount a month on from AdSense. And I'm like, that's it? Yeah. I literally said it to myself, that is all you make? And then I looked back on my sign, I was like, but I made like, not, I'm not making big money, come on now. But still, I made more than that person. I had less subs. I said, oh, wait, there's something else to this.
Yeah.
And that's when I started really digging into analytics, because I'm like, no. There's some, I think it's based on the algorithm, the engagement, you know, all of that stuff does play into it. So these people, these ad companies are paying for your eyeballs. They want your audience's eyeballs. So whether you got, if you got 10K, but they're dormant, half of them are dormant, what's the, you know, it's just, okay, I got 10K. But if they're seeing that there's a lot of activity on your videos and they're watching for this amount of time, then they're like, okay, I'm going to throw this ad at them. And if they're clicking, the click-through rate, it's a lot that goes behind this whole YouTube thing.
I know too, like a lot of people want to work with brands, especially in the digital space and stuff like that, because they kind of already have the capital because they want to use you for marketing. But what I like about you is that you're selling your own thing as well. So like, you know, your digital store with the teachers, pay teachers. You have your own thing that people can actually get something that's created by you. And that also has a lot of value as well, because not only is it residual, but it's something that showcases your skills. And I think people also need to do that as well. Not only with just video creation, but just what kind of, what solution can you provide someone with your own skills?
And you know what? It's that passive income. that, you know, we're going to talk about that more in depth in the, at the conference, but the passive income, like you said, you've got to have passive, you've got to have multiple streams, right? So YouTube is great, AdSense is awesome, but AdSense fluctuates because around Christmas time, the money was coming in, right, on the AdSense, and then the next month is like, boop, half of that is gone. Because they explain behind the scenes, they're like, during this season, advertisers are paying more for ads. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to really live off a YouTube chat only, then somebody go be in their car taking baths in pools and at the Y half of the year. You know, because you can't rely just on that. So that, like you said, the extra income, like, are you doing affiliate links, right? Are you creating a digital product? Tech Valley, you've got one. Awesome. My intro, you create it, right? It's like all of these other alternative resources you need to look into, because look, tomorrow YouTube can say, all right, we're done,
yes,
goodbye, you're all kicked off, or we're gonna go to a different, you know, everybody with 100k and up, we're gonna go to a subscription, and everybody else, we're shutting you down.
Yeah.
So we got to learn how to juggle out here in this digital space, for real, for real.
Yeah. So there's one thing that I've learned too, is that you need to solve somebody's problem. Like, for example, I'll just talk about something that I was thinking about weighing on me this week. My cats, whenever they need to get their nails trimmed, I use a little cutter, right? Mm-hmm. But I noticed that, like, sometimes it breaks their nail. And so the skin starts to come out a little bit. And I was like, let me start reading about this. Why does it happen? Am I cutting it at a weird angle? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was, my sister had told me before about using like a nail file, like a grinder, for the cat's nails, right? So I went on Amazon. I was like, nail grinder. And they only showed me ones for dogs, not for cats. So I was like, nail grinders for cats. Then I found one. And then I found so many different kinds. And I was so overwhelmed on Amazon that I just went to YouTube, because I'm like, I just need to see somebody using this thing and how it works. So anyways, it came in yesterday. This is how it looks like. It's pretty cool, right? So it's like a Dremel in there, right? Mm-hmm. And this is for people, for animals that have short nails, right? For like cats. This one is for like dogs that have bigger nails. So this one right here. Mm-hmm. And then you could take the cap off. I haven't tried taking it off. Anyways, you could take the cap off and use it for like really stronger nails. But it has two speeds. What I realized though is that when I was searching for it, is that I needed one with a light. Mm-hmm. So that I could see the only reason why I was able to figure out which to get this one and why I wanted this one was because I saw it on YouTube. I saw different types of videos.
And you saw him use it.
Yes. Somebody solved that problem for me, because I could have just as easily bought the first one that was recommended to me on Amazon, right? And then figured out, oh, I need one with a light. Return that one, get another one. Or figured out I wanted a band with the silver Dremel and versus the one with like the purple Dremel. I love YouTube. I love technology because it solves a lot of problems, especially when people share their journey with you. So something as simple as, for example, Gigi sharing her case videos, that takes a lot of the stress off of people figuring out where should they put their money towards, because they need to put their money towards something that solves their problem. So I love YouTube for that. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Me too. This is a university, free education.
Yes.
I mean, going back to homie Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're all over there making comments on his comment section. Over my head, pew, 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 everything he's saying, but his presentation is so on point, and it's so like, now you have to do this. It sounds like a PBS special. Like, you know what I mean?
You know, the more I watch him, the more I feel like I am starting to understand. Like,
yes.
Yes, I never thought of you understand Python.
Yeah, I think I could do it. And I told him I am going to do it at some point in 2021. I'm going to download. He said it's free. I'm all about free 99. So
yeah.
I might try, but I'm like, I think if I'm saying to myself, if I follow this dude's videos, you know what I mean? I think I can program something. I don't know what I'm going to make, but I'm going to do something with it.
Girl, YouTube's going to help me so much with my car. Like, I change my cabin filters, my air filters, and everything else myself. Like, when they try to charge you at the place to do them, I'm like, I'll just look it up on YouTube and do it myself.
Yes.
It's the best. I mean, if it goes away, I'm going to be heartbroken, but you know. No problem, Barry Johnson. You the man.
Yes.
Oh, what did holla at your boy say? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go back. I like videos. Okay.
Yeah, so Jake Baby here says, I like review videos. Ads always look good, but the product is nothing like the ad shows. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that, but I'm still confused when I watch his video, but I'm sure it'll come in handy one day. He's just keeping it real. Yeah, he's just keeping it real.
But it's good stuff, though. Good stuff. Michael, you said you built your own computer because of that's pretty commendable.
Yeah. YouTube is awesome. Like, just a community of people just wanting to share problems that they solved or just show how to do something. It's like Wikipedia. Like, we rely on Wikipedia so much for learning about history or understanding the meaning of something, but it is heavily underfunded. And sorry, put that out there, but like, people need to kick some money over to Wikipedia. Not only people, but just like these companies that rely on it. For example, like Amazon Alexa and Siri, where do they get their facts from?
And they'll say according to Wikipedia.
But Wikipedia is funded by the people. It's not owned by an organization. It's all like PBS, basically. It's like the PBS of the internet.
Yeah, that was really good. It's a crowdsourced website, but it is handy because anything I look up, that's the first thing. Their SEO is amazing because that's the first site that comes up. You put in anything and it's like, oh. And sometimes I just read it just to find out. Like, if I'm on the internet, like looking at YouTube and they say, so-and-so did this back in the, and I fact check. Yeah. I go right to Wikipedia. No, he was born in 1974. You're not right. You know.
Have you ever seen the Wikipedia shade though?
Yes.
No.
Oh my God. You wanted to explain it, Gigi?
I'm gonna let you have it because you brought it up.
So the Wikipedia shade is so funny. So for example, they'll say like somebody is not popular anymore, whatever. So they'll say like died by dragging or something like that. Like, they'll change the Wikipedia.
They'll change the Wikipedia.
Yeah. Like, and even though it will just only be for like 24 hours until they change it, it's so funny.
Also, it's a group of people that go in and like basically troll Wikipedia.
Yes. Because anybody can change something on Wikipedia.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. It is.
Well, I hope I haven't been teaching these kids the wrong stuff because I use it all the time. And somebody could have like changed something improper. And I'm like, hey, this is fact. And it's really not.
That's why. But the thing is that there's so many people that go to Wikipedia that they correct it a lot too. So it only lasts for like hours or at the most 24 hours, but it's just still funny when it does happen.
and it really happens like when you have a celebrity or something that might be accused of a crime or something and they go in and change like their profession.
Yes.
You know, it's
interesting. Tech for your knees, when you win, please don't forget me. Don't forget me.
Yes. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, you were born in 74, Tech, for your needs. I'm 4 years behind you.
So we were kind of around that same 70s, 80s babies.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That's probably why, I mean, if we think about the generation game, right? The Gen X, the Gen Y, the Gen Zs. Just with us right here on this panel, we were on the cusp of when technology started really becoming a thing in households. Yeah. And like you said earlier, Tech Valley, you were saying that something about dial-up and middle school and the whole nine.
Oh,
I mean,
dial-up was the bomb. I was like, no, somebody pick up the phone. It was a wreck.
It was horrible. But I remember, like you said, I had a computer, my personal computer, when I was... Remember Circuit City? I don't know if this was like...
Yeah, I had a Tandy. You about to say a Tandy?
I think, was it that? No, I had a Computech. Computech. Okay. No, is that really computer? Somebody fact check that, not on Wikipedia.
Yeah, Computech. But my first computer was.
She said, don't wiki that. No wiki that.
Yeah, but I mean, I had one and I got on, I had the little CD, the little dial up CD. This is, look, Young Bucks, listen. We had the CD, the DVD drive. You put the DVD in there, you hook the computer up to the telephone line. Please don't let nobody call. And
don't nobody call, don't nobody pick up the phone.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm like, Daddy, I was working on my report. And really, I was on AOL. But you know, because it was bought, and I convinced him, I was like, Dad, I need my own computer at home because, see, I got all this homework to do, right? You know, and I can't be writing paper, my fingers is cramping. So yeah, if I had a computer, and he was like, all right, baby girl, you got it.
So Juan Bagnell talked about Wiki and Archive. Are amazing sources. Have you ever used the digital archive? How was the actual name of it? I've used it a couple of times before. What is it called again? Archive.org, I think it's called. But basically, it's kind of like it archives the whole internet, so it's like a digital cache.
Yes.
Of the internet.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's like a Wayback Machine type thing too.
Yes. I think that's what he meant to say, Wayback Machine.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. So, Juan Bagnell, hold up. You one of the big dogs. Hold up.
Oh, yeah. He's super down to earth. He's so awesome.
Yeah, he was one of our first guests here.
Yes, he was our first guest.
My goodness, Juan Bagnell. I know that name.
Hey, Juan. Yes, some gadget guy.
So, let's see. Yeah. But yeah, I do remember that. And if I want to go back and look at some of my old blogs and stuff, I go on that. And they're just there, like frozen in time.
Me too. I have one of my websites that I did when I was 15 years old. That one's frozen in time. Oh my gosh, the memories when I was trying to do Java.
Wow.
I sucked. But I thought I was so awesome back then.
Back then?
Yeah.
He says he's always lurking you guys' show. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks, Juan. He's so supportive.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
I used the Wayback Machine. I remember when I first used the Wayback Machine, I was in high school and I loved this show called Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to find other websites that were talking about the show. But every time I would go to Google or Yahoo, I couldn't find any web pages. So I actually used the Wayback Machine and I found websites that I would have never known about before. Have you ever heard of, like, back then when they used to have web rings? So, like, you would go to a website and they would give you recommendations based off of themes. Like, I know animes use web rings before. Have you used that? No? Okay. It's kind of like that. So if anybody ever wants to look up web rings on Wikipedia, definitely check it out. But I use the Wayback Machine as a web ring when I felt like Google and Yahoo and all of these other search engines was not finding me websites when I knew that there could have been other ones based off of the topics that I wanted it to find.
And you know what's so interesting about that? Nothing is ever deleted from the internet. Right. Nothing. No. When I saw that way back, I'm like, all my mistakes are still on here. Like, they're never going away. So I have to be very, very conscious of what I place out there onto this internet out here.
Yeah. I'm really bad with typos, so I need to work on that.
Well, wow, I never said much when I first got on the tech panel they put me on. I was like, I'm not saying much. The internet is forever. I might see this one day.
Yes. Yeah, it'll come back to haunt you. That's why when they drag people on Twitter, you know, they're like, back in 2000, and before the internet was created, this person did this. I'm like, how do you know?
Look, this person tweeted this in 1902. Like,
I'm like, these people can find anything. So, yeah, I'm very cognizant. I can't be just out here. Let me see. Don't you got to manually log Wayback Machine entries? I do from a website.
You don't have to, because I never manually logged my old website and Wayback Machine. I don't know how they were able to preserve it, but they did. So I know you can manually, but I did. I know I never did. And somehow it's in there.
Yeah, mine is there because I was using Blogger. And you know, that's a Google, right? Isn't that Google's product? Blogger.
It's Blogger? I don't know. But you're saying it's owned by a big company?
I'm guessing because it's a Google product, they're like, hey, it's ours, basically.
So, well, I'll be very honest. The website that I made when I was 15, it wasn't by like a big company or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was PHP BB. And so, you know, like that. Mm. Kind of old.
Listen, you're oh wow, Jimmy.
I love the avatar.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. No, you're smart. You're like back end. I'm still front end, but you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm so impressed. But why don't more people know about us? This is the thing, y'all. Look, Juan Bagnell, I see your numbers out there. You need to go ahead and push that traffic on over here to these ladies.
He oh yeah. Before, yeah. Yeah. He's so awesome. He has before. But you know, good. People like we can promote each other all we can, but people stay because they want to stay. We do not take any offense to that. We appreciate everybody's moment in time whenever they want to spend time with us, or they want to check out the replay. But Juan is very, I could definitely say about Juan, very, very, very supportive.
I saw Juan, and then you guys always have Williams.
Yo,
Jay Williams. I watched
Easy Computer Solutions.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. This is
our
neat.
Time will come. We will rise.
Oh no, your time is here. You're here. I'm just saying. It's just cool to see that, just the camaraderie in the space, and they're supporting women's. women.
Yeah, because we met through Eric doing his all female stream.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
females really? In tech. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, females today. I'm gonna have to look that up. See,
Even have YouTube then. That's why I was like, why does he want me here? I don't even have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that was very generous of Eric. So that was 4 years ago. He had his platform. He was like, there isn't women in tech. Let's bring on just women to talk about whatever. If we just like talk with a whole bunch of people for like the longest time, it's great.
Oh, okay. I see some people saying they came from. Oh, Mandy came from Eric Bagnell. What is that EDB? I'm sorry.
No, that's Emily D. Baker.
Yes, Emily D. Baker. Yes, love Emily.
But we met her through Eric. So
Eric.
Back to Eric. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations to Easy. He hit 50K. Congratulations!
Whoa, that's nice.
Yes.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. This is wonderful. Tech Lovin' says, this tech community is awesome. Purple Heart. I love it.
It is. Yeah.
Oh. It's like a big family.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
But we don't allow other people to check our people. That's how that works.
Oh my gosh. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Congrats to Easy. So I got to check out Easy. So I'm learning a lot. When I watch the replay, I'm going to go back and
check. That's how we met. He has a playlist. We used to call it Wine Wednesday because it was for the women. Mm-hmm. And so, you'll see some funny things. Let's see.
Okay. Bernie.
I think you know where I'm going here.
Bernie, come on, the mask even. Like, what is that?
That's me.
I know, but.
Don't take my shine from me, Gigi.
Gigi? Again, where am
one
I?
Rent, that was actually, I think, her birthday.
Okay.
We were celebrating her birthday.
Why is it that I can't remember how to do it? Oh, here it is. Yay! That's me!
Is that cake one. Or just you putting a phone in your mouth?
That's a phone.
That's a Note 8.
And it's in your mouth because.
No, that's a Note 9.
I'm lost. I'm trying to catch up here.
I was dared. It was peer pressure.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a thing that started and everybody just kind of did it that night.
Nope. And that's how COVID got started. Got it. Okay. That's where we're on lockdown. Got it. Put your phone in your bag.
I'm proud of that.
Oh, wow. Almost, interesting.
All the way halfway into my mouth.
Okay. Interesting.
we were like, Eric saw Papa. He brought us all together.
He did, yep.
Eric. So give me the full name, Eric.
Easy How Computer do I find Solutions.
Him? Easy Computer Easy Solutions computer. Is the channel.
Okay. Easy yeah. with a Z.
Yeah.
Easy. Okay.
Your solutions, yes.
All right, so I can check him out too. All right, Eric.
Yep.
My name
is from New Orleans, so
New Orleans.
Yes. You got that Cajun, you know?
Nah. Okay. Okay. Cool.
So cool. We're gonna be wrapping it up here. I'm gonna put the link to Teching Mike stream. So he's gonna stream.
He's celebrating 1600.
1600 subs. Congratulations to him. Woo
woo!
Yes.
Awesome.
He's
awesome.
Streaming at 9 Eastern Standard Time. So after this,
I may not be able to make that because I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll
be there. Yes.
Ooh, wait. Okay.
I love so having you, Dorothy. You're so amazing.
Oh my God.
Have you on again. It just
yeah. Oh, if you want to come back, you know, we don't ever tell people they can't come back.
Yes.
I would love to come back. You guys are awesome. You ladies are doing great things. The chat is litty.
Yes.
As my high school students say, you guys are lit to death. I feel like I'm just having a chat with my old girlfriends, not old, but like girlfriends I've known for a long time. I ain't call the old.
Look, I embrace the oldness and beat the alternative. I tell you that all the time.
True.
Amen. So yeah, this was great though. Thank you so much for having me. I would love to come back and thank you for allowing me to speak to your wonderful audience. Oh, Bionic says this was a great podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
So links is in the description, and I'm sure
you have a little less than a month. You go check that out, so you can be at
the conference.
What's the official name? It's the conference, but which
YouTubers Unite Virtual Technology Conference.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it right.
Yeah, we will definitely tell people as it get closer to make sure they put it in your books, y'all. Put it in your calendars.
Yeah, right. Free 99. It's just it don't cost you nothing but your time.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. Thank you all. This is great, great, great. Michael Pepper, so happy to put a voice in there. Hey.
And Sean was saying earlier, if it's on a weekend, he can make it. It's on a Saturday, sir, so you can be there.
Yes. So, yes, please be there. Let's holler at your boy. Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody in the stream, promise us you're going to come and support us and bring your voices and bring your...
They'll be able to catch the replay if they're not able to, right?
Yep. Yep. Okay. The whole thing is going to be replayable. And okay. the whole thing. Now, look, here's the concept. Don't run off with it, peoples.
Yeah.
But this is the concept. Everybody's going to stream on their own platform. So everybody gets their own traffic.
Wow.
So I'm not going to stream it just on my channel, the whole thing. No, everybody, you're going to visit. It's like a conference. So you're going to go to Tech Valor's room.
Hey, this is so exciting.
And then we've got something else that I'm working on toward the end that's dealing with our sponsor that's going to allow us to really get in there and see each other and chat. But that's something we're going to work
on.
That's
innovative. That's really
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, we're going to close it out, you guys. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your home girls of tech
here on the Gadget Chat Podcast. See you next week.
Bye. Bye, y'all.